My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
But I want you to hear, just so you understand, the background of what was going on with Jordan Mason after the game. This is right there on the sideline. Kid has the best night of his life. So obviously, he's going to talk to Lisa Salters with ESPN.
When did you find out that you were going to be starting?
Friday night, you know, something like that. You know, I was RB1 at training camp, so, you know, just been preparing from there.
Okay, I think very key that he was like something like that. Friday.
Yeah.
Friday night. I don't know, something like that. I don't know, maybe it was Saturday. I can't remember. That was a few days ago. That's what he said. And then, of course, with Christian not being announced as out until an hour before the game started, it was a very early question of Kyle Shanahan when he reached the podium after the game.
I never told Jordan he was going to start. Told him he had to be ready a bunch, but that might have been Bobby or somebody trying to pump him up, but I knew he was going to have to play a lot. Told him that he was going to have to, wasn't going to be like usual. He was going to be a number two back that was splitting a lot of the time, but now he didn't know he for sure was doing that till today.
Okay, so like, could that have all gotten lost in translation? Yeah, I actually do think so.
Yeah.
Yes, like your role's going to be different on Monday night. And then Lisa goes, when did you find out? He goes, Friday. Well, when did you find out what? Like that Christian wasn't playing?
Well, I'm sure you didn't find that out then.
Right. I don't think that I believe that it wasn't decided yet at that time.
I agree. And I also think that the idea of him saying, yeah, I found out I'm going to start on Friday. Fine. You can start and you can be out there for the first carry and then you can never play again in a football game and McCaffrey could come in. But yeah, you started. So this whole thing is lexicon, and I'm sure he was told on Friday night, like Shanahan saying, we're going to need you.
Yep.
It's going to be split carries at the least, and so be ready. And so Bobby Turner, running backs coach, I'm sure was saying that 100-fold, like this is your chance, this is your time. So when Lisa asked him right after the game, I'm sure he wasn't thinking about the word starting. I'm sure that the question probably was, when did you find out you were going to play a lot?
And J.P. Mason, just checks notes, has never spoken to Lisa Salters. Like, this is, he's never been in this position.
Exactly.
He doesn't know the game yet, the media game. He's never been in the spotlight like this. So this is, I promise you, I'd tell you how it went. J.P. says that to Lisa Salters. You get to the locker room. And now Kyle Shanahan says what he says. Our good friend Corey Rush takes him aside and says, hey, just so you know, this is something kind of brewing here because you said one thing or they're going to take it that way. Kyle says another. We got to be careful as an organization. So then Mason gets his turn in front of the podium. No shame at Matty Maiocco, who's asking a fair question, though I understand why Jordan was annoyed by it. And here's that.
When did you find out that you'd be in the starting lineup?
That question right there is why I'm at. That's why I don't like really talking to media, because you say one thing wrong, and then, you know, I don't know. Just skip that question.
Yeah, just skip it. He says, that's why I'm mad. And so what that...
He said, you say one thing wrong, and I think what he said wrong was he found out that he was going to start Friday,
yeah.
And what he found out Friday was, you're going to get to run the ball. You're going to be a big part of our game plan. We don't know about CMC, but we do know about you, and you're getting a crack. So be ready on Monday night. That's what I believe he meant to say. You know?
I agree with you. Yeah. And I also think in the end, this is a fat nothing burger.
Agreed.
Even if the Niners do get fined, y'all losing sleep? Anybody not going to bed tonight if the Niners lose like $1 million or something like that? Did you go to the game last? Did it look like the Niners made some money last night?
Wow.
Are we okay? Are we okay? So the bummer for me, I wish for J.P. Mason nothing but champagne last night, man. Like, that was a big night for this young man. That's a life-changing night. The world is talking about him today after Monday Night Football. It's a big deal, and I wish nothing but smiles after that whole thing.
Unfortunately, that second cut you played, I wasn't hearing smiles in his voice.
No.
He was mad, and he was a little bit shaken, and I think that he was a little taken aback at what you're talking about. You're coming off a 28-carry, one-touchdown night on Monday Night Football in the opener in a pinch at home for a team with Super Bowl aspirations. You're on cloud 36, and by the time you get to the podium, you're just Jordan Mason who has to answer questions that he doesn't want to answer.
Yeah, he sounded exhausted and exasperated. Yeah.
And that's that less than an hour later.
Yeah, that sucks. Yeah. That stinks all the way around. All right, 888-957-9570. What'd you learn? What'd you think of Brock without Christian? What'd you think of Mason? Where should this go from here? All of it. Anywhere you want to go. Let's talk to you. Tony in the City with Willie and Dibby. Hi, Tony. Thanks for calling.
Hey, fellas, maybe you remember yesterday I called you guys and I said, we are going to kick the crap out of the Jets.
Of course we remember.
Yep, told you guys, man. The only thing that concerns me is that without CMC and with IU looking at 50%, I think that's why we had a hard time in the red zone so much. That's a little bit of a concern, but I think we'll be fine. But I love how no one's talking about Brock. We got our guy. It's not an issue anymore. We're stoked.
Yeah.
We're a great team, man.
Tony, I agree with you. I think last night, and we're going to get to this a little bit more in the 3 o'clock hour. I think last night was a massive night for Brock Purdy. I know that nobody wants to get, you know, there are no sparkling stats here. There were no touchdown passes. But this is a man who was in many corners. He has been told through his career, yeah, that's fine. You're good. But come on, man. Christian. This is because of Christian and Kyle and Trent. And you're not going to be able to function without those weapons. Well, he went out and made Juwan Jennings look like a WR1 last night. That's what he did. He played without Christian McCaffrey. They put up over 30 points on Monday Night Football against one of the top rated, at least, coming into the year, defenses in the whole NFL. It's a big deal.
Yeah, it's a nice night. Nice night for Brock. And ultimately, whatever he does between now and January, if the Niners get there, will be secondary to what he does in January and hopefully February. Last night was a good, solid performance, 19 to 29. He did what he had to do. He made most of the throws that he was asked to make. He had half an Ayuk, and he didn't have CMC. So, yeah, you're going to have to run with a lot of the twos, I think, this year. And when Cowing and Pearsall gets healthy, and they're going to start to get in the rotation, and you are probably going to have other injuries that crop up to some of your skill guys. So Brock's going to have to do this a lot this year.
Let's go to Rick in Fremont next up. Hi, Rick. What's up? Yo, Willard and Dibs. Thanks for calling.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Long-time listener, second-time caller. I called last week.
There we go.
I'm the New York Giants fan, comparing the lowly Giants with the 49ers. But anyway, what a game last night. And I think, you know, I just want to take a moment to kind of set the stage a little bit. Points per game for the 49ers, 2023 and 2022. 2023 with Christian McCaffrey, 29.4 points per game. Without him, 20 points per game. 2022 with McCaffrey, 29.8. Without McCaffrey, 20.4. So there's a 9-point swing when McCaffrey is actually in the lineup. Having said that, and I know it's a small sample size, one game this year without McCaffrey, 32 points. And I think the 49ers offense this year might be more better rounded than 2022 and 2023. And that probably is because of better play and confidence in Purdy, JP playing as well as he did. Maybe Shanahan realizing that he cannot run McCaffrey into the ground. You know, he needs him fresher when it comes to playoff time, so he's had to diversify his playbook a little bit to look at other players and how to feed them the ball. But I think these guys are a better, more well-rounded offense this year than they have been in 2022 and 2023.
Yeah, Rick, I mean, time will tell on that. I would point to one thing you didn't point to there, and that's the offensive line. I just say this right now. If Brock Purdy gets that kind of time, and the running backs, whoever they are, get those kind of holes, the Niners are going to win the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I mean, that if that offensive line plays like that, you're not stopping them.
Yeah, and it's not only the O-line, it's the scheme. And Kyle called a masterful game. The only one I didn't love is the third down, double reverse, pitch back.
Oh, that didn't work.
Yeah, yep. that one hit me a little tone deaf. I didn't understand why. But hey, you know, other than that one play, Kyle was in his bag last night.
We'll keep it going.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.